the Lombardi line. No Michael Lombardi today, no Patrick Maher, but the show must go on. Tim Murray sitting in for Mr. Maher and the contrarian king himself, Josh Applebaum, there in Boston, Massachusetts. And, you know, so much to get to, Josh, but I feel like we have to start with the news out of Los Angeles. I apologize for laughing because it is not a laughing matter. But, you know, I think a lot of people were wondering, why was Anthony Lynn so defiant that Tyrod Taylor would remain the starting quarterback in Los Angeles despite Justin Herbert playing pretty well on Sunday? Well, we get this tweet. Chargers team doctor accidentally punctured Tyrod Taylor's lung just before kickoff, trying to administer a pain-killing injection to the quarterback's cracked ribs. Wow. How does that happen, Josh?
Yeah, Tim, you're exactly right. It's great to be with you here on a Wednesday. We have so much to get to. Obviously, like me, Tim, you're a baseball guy, so got a ton of games today. Big Celtics Heat game, looking at NHL as well. And I'm excited to talk about these week three lines coming out, because we got some good systems, buying low on teams that are down 0-2 straight up or 0-2 against the spread, buying low. But yeah, I agree with you, Tim. I saw that tweet, and that is just, you feel for Tyrod Taylor. I mean, it's one thing you play a violent game and maybe get hit, take a bad hit, and get hurt on the field. But for a doctor to do that to you, that's as bad as it gets. So now I think we see why Anthony Lynn was so bullish, maybe trying to support Tyrod, and, you know, really wasn't his fault, just an unfortunate accident here. That doctor's probably going to be looking for a new job today, Tim. And yeah, the funny thing too, I'm looking at this line here, Carolina and the Chargers, Herbert most likely going to start in this spot here. It opened around the Chargers -7. It's down to 6.5. So even though Carolina is missing, obviously McCaffrey, we've seen a little bit of smart money hit Carolina at 7, dropping it to 6.5. So that's a game I'm monitoring, but you're totally right, Tim. What an unfortunate event with the Chargers.
Yeah, so we'll get to those games, because the Panthers are one of the handful of teams that are 0-2 ATS. Ian Rappaport just said, not that surprising, that Justin Herbert will start this Sunday in that game in Los Angeles at SoFi Stadium against the Carolina Panthers. And as Josh just mentioned, it's something that we're going to jump into here later on in this segment. But let's get to last night. And as you mentioned, we will talk Boston and Miami later on in the show. But the Nuggets win outright as a +230 dog on the money line. They were getting 6.5 against the Lakers. I know a lot of people were on the Nuggets last night, went off, as we have it right there, consensus +220 on the money line. So you saw some money line money come in, Josh. I was kicking myself throughout that game just because, you know, everything, you think about how the Nuggets have willed themselves from behind. They have proven they are not quitters, and they have come back from so many challenging spots in this postseason, and they did just that for the first time since Game 3, Josh, of the Western Conference semifinals against the Clippers. The Nuggets led at the half, and it was a great game from Jeremy Grant. Jamal Murray hits a couple big threes. So this was a spot where a lot of people were on the Nuggets, and rightfully so. And I think you saw that line come down, opened at 7, now down, it went to 6.5. And the Nuggets, with pretty much no sweat at all, covered that number and then win the game outright.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Tim. And, you know, at first that kind of started as a kind of a public Lakers play, because the public just loves betting the Lakers. And obviously you saw them in that game with Anthony Davis hit that three to win. And although the Nuggets did cover in that game, but what jumped out to me just from the beginning, even before you started to see action come in on this game, is the fact that you're right. It opened at 7, but a lot of books even open at 6.5. And we saw throughout this series, the first two games, a 7.5 opener, a 7. Majority consensus was around 6.5. So right off the bat, the odds makers were, to me, paying a little more respect to the Nuggets, just dropping that down half point, a point off the usual openers there. But you're totally right. That kind of ended up being both a pro and Joe play toward the Nuggets, where you started to see kind of a line freeze the entire time, and then late, and the importance of looking at late moves. You started to see some books get down to 6 even right before tip off. Now we're seeing a huge change here in the series price. I mean, it's funny. Usually the Nuggets wait until they're down 3-1 to make a move, but now they're back in the series, Tim. It's 2-1. And what's crazy is going into that game, game, the Lakers were a minus 5,000 favorite to win the series, and it was Denver plus 2,000 here. The updated series price at BetMGM now minus 834 with the Lakers, so their implied probability drops 98% down to 89%. But now Denver is plus 550 to win the series. If you had jumped on Denver plus 2,000 going into that game last night, you're probably feeling good right now, because this is a scrappy team, and if they keep getting points, it's going to be hard to bet against them.
Yeah, and before we dive back into last night's game, 114-106 win for the Nuggets, and the over did hit, and we've got a really tough beat that Ben Fox wrote about on VSiN.com and tweeted about as well. We'll get to that in just a moment. But Josh, you mentioned the series price now. So the Nuggets at plus 550, Lakers laying at north of $8, minus 834 at BetMGM. So certainly no one's touching that, or at least I would not recommend touching that. But what about the Nuggets at plus 550? You mentioned, you know, down 0-2 at plus 2,000. It was a great spot to potentially buy low on the Nuggets. At plus 550, do you think that is still a decent play for the Denver Nuggets?
Decent play to me. I mean, again, this is all in sports betting. It's all about, you know, timing is everything, really. So again, if you had really believed in the Nuggets, and it's hard to believe them, you know, when they were down 2-0, and obviously they've proven you to get that win there and get back in the series. But I think they showed you a little bit something in game two, even though they lost at the buzzer beater, they battled back pretty hard. So 550, it's somewhat intriguing. You know, it's somewhat close to where it opened at the beginning. I think it was plus 500. But I'm excited to watch this series as it progresses. And I think, how does it develop moving forward, because this early line here looks like Lakers minus 6.5. Some books are at 6 now. These numbers are starting to get shorter here for these next upcoming games. And you are right, Tim. You know, we did see that line to the over rise a little bit late, got up to around 214.5, did hit the over. But yeah, condolences. We'll talk about that better in Australia, because man, he's having a tough day today.
Yeah, and you know, going back to last night's game, this has been the worry about the Lakers, right? They have the best duo of any team in the league, of LeBron James and Anthony Davis. But then after that, it significantly drops off. You look at the Celtics, you look at the Heat, even look at this Nuggets team with a guy like Jeremy Grant stepping up. Now, is Jeremy Grant, Josh, going to have another playoff career type game, dropping 26? I mean, the Lakers were double teaming Jeremy Grant late in that game last night. So it just kind of goes to show you what type of game Jeremy Grant had. I love the aggressiveness that Jeremy Grant showed, getting to the free throw line 12 times last night. But you know what's going to be interesting to me moving forward to tomorrow night is, unlike the Clippers, who seem to have this premeditated notion of we've already won something, outside of Kawhi Leonard, nobody had won anything on the Clippers. Now, you could say the same about the Lakers, but LeBron James, to me, is this added motivation. So I'll look at the first half line. I was on the first half line yesterday, and I was wrong, as the Nuggets led by 10. But that's something I'll be intrigued about, because, you know, just trend-wise, Josh, this Nuggets team has played so well in the second half. Now, they almost blew their lead in the fourth quarter last night when the Lakers went to that zone. But still, the Nuggets, par what they have done really all throughout the postseason, had a great third quarter against the Lakers, extended that lead to 20-plus points. So, you know, an early thought for me would be Lakers laying some points in the first half. If it's at 3.5, come tomorrow night, because I do think LeBron and Anthony Davis are going to want to kind of instill their will, so to speak, in that first half tomorrow.
Yeah, I do agree with you, Tim. I think, you know, coming up toward this next game here, I think you're going to get a big effort right out of the gate from LeBron and Anthony Davis. I mean, Anthony Davis grabbed you 2 rebounds yesterday. Yeah. I mean, when does that happen? That never happens. And I think if you like betting on the Nuggets and they have cash, and the funny thing is they haven't really gotten respect. I kind of liken them to the Dallas Stars in hockey, where they continue to play well. They've gotten this far. They're extremely resilient. And what I think you'll like about them is that they really don't wilt under pressure. They get down 10, they really don't change their game. They're a very deep team. They're a young team. Obviously, you love Jokic and Murray, but I think Millsap brings an element of toughness there. And really, to me, though, I think you hit the nail on the head. It's Jeremy Grant. You know, obviously, he dropped, you know, what, 26 points. He was 10 of 12 from the free throw line. He was 7-11 from the field. If you can get that kind of third scorer, I think that's what's going to make the Nuggets very dangerous. And they're just playing loose, playing with house money. That's the type of team you like sweating, especially if you're getting points in the playoffs.
Yeah, and the Lakers, 6 of 26 from 3 last night, Josh, which truly is their Achilles heel. If they can find someone, whether it's Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, who has played pretty well so far in the postseason, not great last night. I mean, Danny Green, to me, you know, this was a guy that the Lakers really keyed on when they didn't sign Kawhi Leonard. They went hard, Josh, to get Danny Green, and it feels like he's absent more often than not. He did nothing last night for the Lakers. You know, Rajon Rondo certainly played well in the fourth quarter, was really aggressive in that zone, getting steals, leading that 19-2 run. But Jamal Murray hits the big shots. You know, I'm curious, you know, what has been your mindset in this series, because, you know, we have seen the Lakers lead by double digits at the half in games 1 and 2. Now, they were down by 10 yesterday, but this does seem like, especially with the Nuggets are the perfect in-game betting team, because they get behind and then they come back in the third quarter and they make it a game. They did that against the Clippers and really did that in the first couple games of this series.
Yeah, no, I'm right there with you, Tim. And I think, again, you know, sports bettors just knowing the options available to them. You know, we focus a ton on obviously the pre-flop line, and which, you know, we like to say at VSiN here, the line, the full game line before the game starts. But remembering that you have betting opportunities throughout the game, there are certain teams. I remember a couple years ago with the Celtics, they would get down 15, 20 points and always seem to come back a lot. That's the kind of mantra with the Nuggets. They don't freak out if they're down. They kind of just continue to play their game. They grind. And if you can get live line opportunities in game wagering where they're down big and coming back. I mean, you almost saw with the Lakers. The Lakers kind of made it close there toward the end, and they were down a bunch of points at one point. But I agree with you. I think in the end, you know, these games will be pretty close. And if you can jump on a good live line, especially with the Nuggets here getting a good number, that's something you should definitely look at moving forward.
All right, let's get to the bad beat of the night, documented by our own Ben Fox. Head over to VSiN.com and check this out. Last night, a Australian bettor, Josh, wagered $228,000, $228,733 on the Lakers money line, minus 263 prior to the game. He saw how the game was going, Josh. He said, I need to get out. So he cashed out $97,624. He then, in turn, put it on the Denver Nuggets, who were up by 12 at the time, 44-32, and said, give me the Nuggets, lay in 9.5. They extended that lead, as I mentioned, to 20 in the fourth quarter. So said better, probably Josh was feeling pretty good. Then the Lakers went on a 19-2 run. Then Jamal Murray hits a couple big threes. Looks like it's over. Alex Caruso layup with 1.6 seconds to go makes it a 114-106 final. And this better just lost all of his cash. That is what we call a rough night.
That is definitely a rough night, Tim. And yeah, my couple issues I have with that, obviously, you know, you hate to see anyone lose all that amount of money, but just a couple of mistakes right off the bat. Picking the money line, you're risking a bunch up front. You're not really maximizing a payout. I would look to the spread to begin with. If you're that, you know, confident in the Lakers, you kind of say, okay, they'll just win the game, but maybe they won't cover. The other one that really annoyed me though is that live, you know, Denver minus 9.5. You can kind of say this poor guy, that Caruso layup kind of killed him at the end there, but that's just a risky bet, and yeah. It's almost like, what are you doing there? I mean, again, this is, if you have the money to spare, I mean, all the power to you. This is what makes betting fun, but this seems to me someone who's just chasing, and I would have just, you know, just don't make those risks up front. You're really, you know, backing yourself into a corner, so condolences to this guy, but I think he was living dangerously pretty much every bet he made.
Well, you and I are in agreement. I mean, laying 263 on the Lakers in this spot, I know they had just coming off. Maybe the thought process was, the Nuggets, they're going to be down after that devastating loss. I mean, this Nuggets team is so resilient that was not the wisest bet. We're going to get to this NFL trend, but we only have a couple minutes left in the segment. So real quickly, I do want to hit on the series price that you mentioned prior. So the Nuggets now plus 550 to win the series, and the Lakers at minus 834 at BetMGM. Number of games played at BetMGM, Josh, 5 minus 110 in this series, 6 plus 210, 7 plus 350. I think there's some serious value with 6 or 7 games at plus money.
I'm right there with you, Tim. Yeah, you know, obviously this price is shortened here with the Nuggets getting back in it. But if you've watched the Nuggets play enough this postseason, this is not a team that goes away. This is not a team that you know folds up and leaves. They battle and they battle late. So I'm in agreement with you. You know, if you're looking at five, you're gonna have to see one team really kind of win out from here. But again, that six and that seven plus 210 plus 350, that's definitely intriguing to me. The series price, you know, Nuggets plus 1.5, 275. I mean, these are the kind of numbers that, you know, I would look more toward a deep series. I can't tell you who's going to win. I'd say probably the Lakers are the better team, but how can you bet against the Nuggets, what they've proven to you throughout the playoffs here? So I'm with you. Six or seven getting plus money, that seems very enticing.
If the basketball, baseball, and hockey action at BetMGM Sports isn't enough for you, football is back at BetMGM Sports Nevada, the premier sports betting app from the same folks who bring you the best sportsbook and casino action in Las Vegas. BetMGM has all your favorite wagering options, along with in-game betting, boosted odds specials, and much more. Download the BetMGM app today and stop by any MGM casino on the Strip with your state-issued ID to open an account and start placing bets from anywhere in Nevada. Whatever your sport, whatever your betting style, you're going to love BetMGM's state-of-the-art technology and fan-friendly specials every day of the week. If you're excited about the return of basketball, baseball, and hockey, then it's time to believe in your game at BetMGM. Visit BetMGM for terms and conditions. Must be 21 or older and physically located in Nevada. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. No Michael Lombardi or Patrick Maher today, but the Lombardi line rolls on. Tim Murray here in Vegas. Josh Applebaum in Boston. Teams that start 0-2 ATS in the NFL, folks. Is it time? Is it their time to get some of your money? We'll discuss that next on the Lombardi line. Indeed helps you find the high-impact hire your business needs fast. You'll find lots of great candidates and no long-term contracts at Indeed.com/high-impact. And how did your football betting go this weekend? As you know, there's always room to improve your sports betting IQ, and VSiN is here to help you bet smarter this season. Start your 7-day risk-free trial and place your next bet with confidence. Sign up today and you'll get Point Spread Weekly, our digital betting guide with NFL power ratings and consensus picks from our experts, 24/7 live video streaming with full replays of all VSiN shows, the college football betting guide with previews, predictions, and betting strategies, daily emails with best bets from all our shows, hosts, and guests. Plus, you can always access our parlay calculator, prop bet search engine, pick tracker on VSiN.com. Visit VSiN.com/subscribe to start your risk-free trial today. That's VSiN.com/subscribe. Tim Murray sitting in for Patrick Maher today. Josh Applebaum, he is sitting in the seat for Mr. Lombardi. The crew will be back tomorrow. It is the Lombardi line here on VSiN and SiriusXM 204. Big game, I would say, in your neck of the woods tonight with the Boston Celtics, but it is, of course, down in Disney World. And we're going to get to that game here in just a little bit as the Celtics laying 3.5 tonight for game 4 against the Miami Heat. But there's an interesting trend out there, Josh, and for those of people who know you, I am similar in the sense of like to fade the public, be contrarian. You're the contrarian king. And this is an interesting spot. This is a unique trend. So there are a handful of teams that have started the year 0-2 ATS, Josh. They are the Jets, Browns, Titans, Texans, Cowboys, Eagles, Lions, Vikings, and Panthers. Over the last 4 years, teams who are 0-2 ATS have turned things around and gone 22-7 ATS in week 3, 47-28 ATS over the past 10 seasons. So there is a crossover game. There's a something's got to give game with Minnesota hosting the Titans, where the Titans are laying 2.5 points, Josh. But you know – that people after 2 weeks are going to be racing to fade a lot of these teams. When you look at some of these games this week, Jets plus 11 at BetMGM at Indianapolis, Browns laying 7 against Washington, Houston plus 4 at Pittsburgh, Dallas laying 5 at BetMGM against Seattle, Philly minus 6 against Cincinnati, Detroit getting 6 against Arizona, and Carolina getting 6.5 against the Chargers. Which games are intriguing to you when you look at this trend?
Yeah, so first off, Tim, you hit the nail on that, and I think anyone who spends a little time on hashtag gambling Twitter, this is kind of the trend that wise guys have leaned on for years, and now it's becoming kind of a big thing that a lot of people are talking about. And I think the importance is that it's a pretty good theory. You know, any kind of trend, you can turn any kind of trend into a great record, but if it doesn't have a good theory and a reason behind it, it's really not going to be predictive at all. So think of it this way: teams that lost their first two games or failed to cover their first two games, any public bettors or anyone in general who bet those teams, they're going to be mad at those teams. They lost them money. They're not going to want to touch them. And then on the flip side, any teams that are off to a good start and made them money, average Joe bettors will want to take them. So kind of what this creates is a buy low, sell high opportunity where odds makers know this. They're going to know that teams that have covered, public's going to be on them again. So you're actually getting better numbers to buy low on these teams that haven't covered or have lost. The holy grail to me, Tim, is if you can also find a team that's 0-2 straight up and against the spread against a team that's 2-0 straight up and against the spread. Now that's really when you're combining both theories. But one that I would just point to our viewers and listeners here: Houston Texans are at the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Steelers open as a 6-point favorite at home. The Steelers are now down to 4. I'm seeing some books even go to 3.5. So right off the bat, public is all over Pittsburgh. They've looked good. They're 2-0, and yet they're really, really fading the Texans. And I think that might be a mistake, because look at who the Texans have played. They played the two best teams in football. They've lost to the Chiefs. They've lost to the Ravens. I think that's going to create a buy low opportunity on the Texans getting the points, and they have a sharp reverse line move in their favor. So keep an eye on the Texans this week. I think that fits the trend.
Yeah, that's an interesting one there too. And you mentioned the Holy Grail. How about Detroit getting 6 at the Arizona Cardinals? Everybody, Josh, is loving the Arizona Cardinals. They've covered both of their games, beat the 49ers outright. So there you go. There's your Holy Grail. 0-2 ATS. 2-0 ATS, and we know how everybody is loving them, some Arizona Cardinals. So I would say for me, Josh, that is one to keep an eye on. But betting on Matt Patricia, it always makes me a little nervous. He's Josh Applebaum there in Boston, Massachusetts. I'm Tim Murray here in Vegas. The game will take place in Disney World, but what is Josh thinking about Celtics Heat Game 4 Eastern Conference Finals? Is he laying it with the hometown team? It's the Lombardi Line on VSiN. Manscaped.com has the tools for your family jewels. You can get 20% off plus free shipping with the code VSIN20 at Manscaped.com. That's 20% off at Manscaped.com with the promo code VSIN20. Also, make sure you are ready for the action. Sign up for First Bet, a new betting and handicapping product from ExpressBet. Use the promo code VEGAS500 to get a $10 free bet as soon as you sign up. Plus, receive up to a $500 bonus for wagering in your first 30 days. Visit first.com/bet for more information. 1st.com/BET. Again, that's first.com/bet, promo code VEGAS500. It is the Lombardi Line here on VSiN. Tim Murray sitting in for Patrick Maher today, and no Michael Lombardi. It's all right. We got Josh Applebaum. Don't worry, Mike will be back. Mike will be back tomorrow. But Josh Applebaum is here, and a lot to get to. Your squad, I'll just say your hometown squad, because you know, Josh, when it comes to sports betting, there's no allegiances. You just look for the best number. You trust in your numbers. So we've got the Celtics tonight, Game 4, and you know this is a bit unusual, because everything in the bubble so far, outside of ending a series early, like the Lakers were able to do against the Rockets in five games, like the Heat was able to do against the Bucks in five games. These series are one, you know, game off day game. But to even things up with the respective conference finals, the Celtics and Heat have not played since Saturday. So equal rest there. And I think a lot of people are believing that with Gordon Hayward returning in game three, playing 31 minutes, which surprised a lot of people, and now he gets three full days of rest to continue to recuperate. How beneficial is that for the Celtics? And I think that's baked in the line. They win game three. They're a 3.5-point favorite. So what are you seeing with the money coming in and where the public is? I have to take a hunch, Josh, that the public's going to be backing the Celtics because of that thought process that Gordon Hayward is now healthier.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Tim. And there's so much going on in this game to talk about, both the spread and the total here. So just to let everyone know, the updated series price, Miami raced out to a 2-0 lead. Celtics, after Marcus Smart started screaming in the locker room, they came back and had a big win there. So it's now 2-1. And you still have Miami Heat as a favorite in this series, -139 at BetMGM. It's about a 58% implied probability. If you think the Celts can come back and win this series, they're +115. But looking at tonight, a lot going on, like I mentioned. So number one, we are seeing the public on Boston and some sharps on Boston, and this line is really moving in favor of the Celtics here. So this game opened at -2.5. We've seen this morning and leading up right to our show here on the Lombardi line, Tim, a lot of steam come in on Boston because they move -2.5 to -3. They just move -3 to -3.5. I'm seeing some books. To me, the big thing here is, does it get to four? Mm-hmm. Because I think at this point, if you had liked Boston, you really wanted to jump on them early, -2.5. Even saw one sharp move at -3. But I think what this is, becoming just overarching play here is that you're going to have a buy low opportunity on the Miami Heat if they go to +4. I think value driven bettors off the opener 2.5, you would then be getting four. I would look toward the four if it continues to move in this direction. And you mentioned, obviously, the layoff here is a big variable. I would think that would benefit Boston just because, as you mentioned, Gordon Hayward came back, played great, played a ton of minutes there. Does that also maybe hurt the Celtics, though? You're off that big win, and now you're the momentum killer, possibly, to where now the Heat can reset. The other thing I'm looking at, though, Tim, is the total, because seeing a lot of sharp action toward the over here, and there's a couple things going on. Number one, it opened 210.5. It's now up to 211.5. I'm seeing some books even inch closer to 212. So you got to remember, in the playoffs, the overs, it's really an under system in the playoffs. The unders are cashing at about a 60% clip in the playoffs, although in the conference finals, they are 4-2 to the over. We saw the over hit last night in the Laker game. But there's two reasons to like the over today, tonight, if you want to sweat this Celtics Heat over. Number one is the layoff. I think that time off, to me, benefits the offense more than the defense, because you're taxing. You're playing these grueling series, and you finally got some time off to rest your legs and get back, back your juice and really kind of benefit the offensive game and push the pace. But here's the other thing, Tim, and I know you like being contrarian like me, and I know you like looking into referees. Oh, so yeah. Guess who's reffing tonight? We have three very good over refs: Scott Foster, the notorious Scott Foster, Tony Brothers, and Trey Maddox. All three of these refs are very good historically, providing an edge toward an over, calling a lot of fouls, killing the clock, getting guys to the line. They're all very profitable about the last decade to the over. So that's what's intriguing to me about the over. It's risen. Sharp money's on the over. So is the public. But then also you have the layoff and you have these three over refs. So, decent move to Boston, setting up for a buy low opportunity on Heat +4, and really a big over move here that I think is notable tonight.
Well, I sit here at the South Point in Las Vegas, and as we have been talking, Josh, the number has risen to 212 at the South Point. The number has risen also to 212 at BetMGM, the Westgate Superbook. It is on the move up. So, yeah, I think it is an interesting trend, because when you think about the Celtics and Raptors series, every game was under in regulation. The only one that went over was the game that went to double overtime. So, and that was a game that sadly I was on the under, and it would have come home, but overtime is sometimes a killer to your tickets. I think you make a lot of good points about the over in this spot, and I'm curious about the Heat too. Goran Dragic in game three, he has been the best player or at least the most prolific scorer for the Miami Heat all throughout the postseason, and he was held in check. He really had a poor game in game three against the Celtics. So I think this is an opportunity for him to bounce back. And I'm leaning towards Heat. I don't like going against line moves. That's making me a little bit nervous. But if this does pop four, the way that we've watched these games, Josh, how they've played out, how competitive they've been, if you're giving me 4 points to play with, and it's not there yet, and we'll see if it ever gets there, I'm leaning +3.5 for the Heat. But if you give me four, I just feel like that is a spot you have to grab the Heat. But the over continues to go up, and now in 212 in most spots, including BetMGM.
Yeah, and I'm with you, Tim. And I think, again, you got to look at it in terms of value. Again, the Celtics have a good move, and I agree with you. I never like going against line moves because we got to remember it's really sharps, yep, wise guys, respected bettors moving lines. It's really not the public here. But I agree with you. You know, if you hit Boston early, you're going to beat the closing line if you got a -2.5. I think you just sit on that. But if you're late to the party, the way this line is trending, you're really getting more value on the Heat just because of these big moves. And again, with the total, last sharp move I saw was over 211. The higher it gets up, you know, you want to get this sooner rather than later. You'd hate to see it continue to rise and you get a bad number.
Well, Josh has some plays for you. I'll give out a couple thoughts as well, but we'll get into a little bit more into this game, some baseball action, Stanley Cup action, and oh yeah, we'll revisit that trend. ATS 0-2 starters. Is it their time to make you some cash? We'll break that all down next here on the Lombardi Line on VSiN. September is showtime at BetMGM Sports, and they're offering new customers a chance to win $100 in free bets when they place a $1 wager on the Heat Celtics game. And if either team hits a three, you win. Just sign up and make sure your first bet with bonus code VSIN100 to take advantage of this special offer. There's never been a better time to sign up at BetMGM Sports, the king of sportsbooks. Download the BetMGM app today and use the promo code VSIN100 to win $100 when you bet $1 on the Heat Celtics game. And if either team hits a three, you win. Visit BetMGM for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Colorado, Indiana, New Jersey, Nevada, or West Virginia only. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado and Nevada. 1-800-GAMBLER in New Jersey and West Virginia. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. Promotional offer not available in Nevada. Tim Murray and Josh Applebaum with you today on the Lombardi Line. Michael Lombardi, he'll be back tomorrow. Patrick Maher as well. You get the Lombardi Line every single day, even on the weekends. Josh is giving out plays on Saturday and Sunday mornings from Boston there. So he's always keeping an eye on the line movements. And you know he's going to be betting against the public, and it's usually a profitable thing to do. I'll just be honest there. Josh, a lot to get to here in our final segment. We'll revisit game four tonight of the Eastern Conference Finals. Celtics laying 3.5 now against the Heat. That total has risen as we have talked on this show at multiple spots, including BetMGM, to 212. So we'll get some thoughts there, kind of put a bow on that. We've got some baseball plays as well, and some intriguing games with playoff implications. We saw the Phillies lose a couple yesterday, pushing themselves further down the standings and out of playoff contention as of right now. But I want to revisit something real quickly that we talked about earlier in the show. Teams who start 0-2 ATS are 22-7 in week three ATS over the last 4 years. And there's a handful of teams, as you see the graphic right there on VSiN.com, a handful of teams that fit this billing. And you've got Jets getting 11 at Indianapolis. Good luck. Browns minus 7 against Washington. Titans and Minnesota. Both those teams are 0-2 ATS. Houston plus 4, a game that you're intrigued about, at Pittsburgh. Dallas laying 5 at Seattle. Philadelphia, a team that I joked last night, I just can't quit the Philadelphia Eagles. I bet them last week. They were very wrong on that side. I said, I'm not done with you yet. Detroit plus 6, that certainly intrigues me. That's a trend that, Josh, you mentioned. An 0-2 ATS team in Detroit, a 2-0 ATS team in Arizona, and Detroit is getting 6 points in that game. You know the public's going to be on Arizona there. And then Carolina plus 6.5 against the Chargers. And the Chargers announced today, or they will be going with Justin Herbert after the Tyrod Taylor situation there. One game that you want to hit on that fits this characteristic, or this trend, I should say, is a pair of 0-2 ATS teams. You've got the Titans laying 2.5 at Minnesota, Josh. So what are your thoughts on this one?
Yeah, so really, I think you have some value, and it's going to be a bit of a public play, so it kind of makes me cringe a little bit here. But, you know, again, sometimes the public wins, Tim, so maybe this is a time where pros and Joes are united. But I'm looking at the Tennessee Titans. You know, they're going to Minnesota. The Titans are 2-0, but they have yet to cover both games. You look at Minnesota, and it just seems something's off with them. I don't know what it is. They don't look like that Zimmer team that, you know, throughout the years, and it definitely recently, it's just gotten better and better and plays great defense, and Cousins looks off, just something going wrong there. And usually I like to buy low in those situations on a team like that. I think in a regular year, this would kind of be a layup, you know, take Minnesota at home type play. But it's not a regular year. It's a COVID year. And we have seen a move here toward the Titans. Tennessee opened very short, almost like a pick 'em, like a -1.5 type number here. We've seen this line rise to 2.5. I think the 2.5 is key because we're right around that key number mark. And again, the line's moving to the Titans. If it gets to 3, I think just for value's sake, you're probably going to see a little buyback on the Vikings there. But you have a move toward Tennessee. To me, the other thing here is you're not going into, you know, the Thunderdome there in Minnesota. There's no fans here. So I think a lot of these road teams, to me, have more value. You're not having to worry about that crowd noise. So good move to Tennessee. They haven't covered yet. To me, they're the better team. If you can get it before it goes to 3, that's a play that would match.
You're not going to get the unison clap from all the Skull Nation there. Yeah, Skull! You're not going to get that. I think they do still have the horn with no fans there. But it doesn't seem to be intimidating. It didn't intimidate Aaron Rodgers week one. I'll just say that. But, yeah, I mean, this Minnesota team, you know, for folks who know who have listened to some of my work, I've been a Kirk defender for a long, long time. I was in D.C. for years, and I never understood the bashing he always received, but he looked awful last week, and the corners are such an issue there for the Vikings. You've got a third-round rookie starting on one side, or a second-year player starting on the other. Xavier Rhodes has moved on, so Danielle Hunter will be out again. He started the year on the IR, so I tend to agree with you there. Get it under 3. If you do like the Titans, you know, grab the Vikings under 3. Another game that doesn't fit the trend we've been talking about an 0-2 ATS teams, but you've got the Raiders going to Foxborough, and if people saw the images of Bill Belichick, he looks like a guy who hasn't slept in about 15 days today. He had his normal sweatshirt, but it had holes in it. I mean, he looked like a guy that had been sleeping in his office. I was watching Kingpin earlier today. He looked like Woody Harrelson from Kingpin with his hair all over the place, Josh. To me, I love the Patriots in this spot. The Raiders here in town in Las Vegas, what a scene on Monday night. Now you've got a short week. You're going to New England. They're coming off a heartbreaking loss. I don't know where you are on this one, but I'm leaning hard on the Patriots laying the 6.
No, I agree with it, Tim, and I think this is a situational spot that makes you like New England. So let's just look at the kind of the tenets of this game in general. Number one, Patriots off a loss, Raiders off a massive, huge win. So right off the bat, that's going to create kind of a buy low, sell high opportunity. You're also getting the Patriots, you know, coming home after a cross country flight, and you have Vegas on a short week here. You know, they're up against it here, game planning against Belichick. So this game did open Patriots -6.5. You did did see this line fall a little bit down to 6 here. So it does look like, you know, there was maybe some value on the Raiders getting the hook there in the 6.5. But the way this is trending, it's kind of setting up to be a contrarian favorite, fade the trendy dog opportunity with the Patriots, where public is riding high in the Raiders here, 2-0 straight up, 2-0 against the spread. It's also betting against teams that have covered a lot here, and that's what the Raiders have done. So you're buying low on the Patriots, coming home with some extra time to game plan against the Raiders. Does this go to 5.5? I don't think so. If anything, I would say maybe it goes back toward the Patriots' direction. But as it stands now, I think you're buying low on the Patriots off a loss, selling high on the Raiders off a big win in a short week. So I agree with you. Cam Newton here in a good spot. And also, Tim, you know it's been tough with these totals because overs are cashing at about a 60% clip. But we did see this line fall a little bit. It was around 40, 48.5. I'm seeing some 47.5 now. A little bit of money coming in here on the under. And I'm waiting for this regression to the under because, you know, you saw last week these money line teasers all cash for the public. All these overs are cashing for the public. This is setting up to me. I think you're going to see some unders come in pretty shortly.
Josh, a couple baseball plays before we get out of here, and we'll revisit before the show closes Eastern Conference Finals Game 4 tonight. Nats and Phillies. The Nats swept a doubleheader against the Phillies yesterday, and right now rotation 903-904, and it looks like Washington is at BetMGM plus 120, and the Philadelphia Phillies at BetMGM minus 145. Mike Rizzo, Nats president. Team president said today in a radio interview, "We're going to play hard to the end and see if we can shatter a few dreams." That is what he said today as the Nats, the defending champs, will be out of the postseason. Can they shatter the dreams of the Phillies again tonight, Josh?
Maybe they can. I actually kind of love that quote. That's great. That's a Hall of Fame quote right there. But I actually see a little value on the Phillies, believe it or not. This line did open in their favor, and they're coming off a doubleheader loss, which in both games, you know, and remember, there are more sweeps than there are splits typically in doubleheaders, and the game two favorites do well. So obviously you're seeing a situation here where the public is saying, give me plus money on the Nats. They're playing well. Phillies seem to be crumbling, but usually that sets up for a good buy low spot. So the Phillies open as around a minus 125 favorites right off the bat. They open as kind of a substantial favorite, and it's kind of a low number, but off two bad losses, to me that was meaningful. And now we've seen this line rise up to minus 143. So even though you have kind of public grabbing plus money, lines moving further to the Phillies, it's obviously a big game for them, pretty much a must win if they want to get in the playoffs here. But also take a look at the umpire tonight, Joe West, Cowboy Joe West. He is a notorious road umpire, and he likes to he won't get the wrath of the crowd against him tonight here, but that is a little bit edge to the Phillies with a line move in their favor.
All right, Josh, before we bid farewell here on the Lombardi line, Michael will be back tomorrow, Patrick Maher as well. 7:13, 7:14 rotation, game 4 of the Eastern Conference Finals. The total went up to 212 real quickly, came back down to 211.5 at BetMGM. Celtics laying 3.5. Did the Celtics even up this series? What is your play tonight? Celtics Heat at 8:30 Eastern.
So my play is the over. To me, that's what really jumped out to me. That 210.5 up to 212. Hopefully you got it at a somewhat closer to a 211-ish type number. But again, the three referees to the over, the layoff benefiting offensive play, that will be my play tonight. I put that in earlier. I'm leaning to the Heat, though. Again, I'm a Celtics fan. Maybe we can get a Celts win by one. But to me, the Heat getting a plus 4 is a big value play off a layoff. But Tim, what are you looking at tonight? Any bets you put in?
Yeah, I'm staring at this game right here, Heat and Celtics. You're convincing me on the over, but I'm being patient. I'm going to wait and see if this line moves a little bit to Heat and grab them maybe plus 4. I like Goran Dragic bouncing back after a tough performance in game 3. He's been so great for the Heat, Josh. So give me the Heat tonight, hoping it pops at 4. I'm a little doubtful that it will, but we will see. And you know what? For your sake, and for the sake of NBA fans out there, I want 7 games of this series, so a Celtics 2-point win is good with me, all right?
I'm fine with that. I'll take that, Tim. Good, great job today, man.
Yeah, it was great. 114-112. Did we get the over as well? That's Josh Applebaum. I'm Tim Murray, Michael Lombardi. He will be back tomorrow, as will Patrick Maher. It's been the Lombardi Line right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.